Hare Krishna. I want to greet all of the devotees who have come for this morning class of Radhastami. I am very excited about this class. I've been preparing this while I was in Berlin, and I hope to share some things which are really of importance to all of us. I'm just looking. I think we have enough air, is it? I think it is. Dobro, yes. Hare Krishna. Yesterday we had a program in the a public program about daya or compassion. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this quality is the dharma of all Vaishnavas. All Vaishnavas should develop this compassion as their dharma. Today is the appearance day of the goddess of compassion, you could say, Karuna Mayi Radhe. Her appearance day is a joy for us because since we are fallen in this material world, we require a lot of compassion. Ooh. I shall repeat this. Since we are here in this material world and we feel often helpless, the material energy is also there, we do require a lot of compassion. So Hare Krishna. Once again, I want to welcome all of you affectionately for this festival of Radhastami. I believe many of us have been looking forward to this day, and therefore we have several guests. There's one dear guest whom I do not see because he's behind a pillar. Bahulashwar Prabhu, we see each other so rarely. Would you mind so that I can see your... just to take the chair and sit with the others, then I can see you. Otherwise, I will remain sad the whole morning. Thank you. Yes, devotees have come from Serbia, and devotees have come from Germany, and Belgium even. Manu has come, and Sita, to give pleasure to our hearts. And yeah, festival with devotees is it's very good if devotees are there to celebrate all together this very important, appearance day of Srimati Radharani. It is at the same time very, very important for all of us, and we are also encouraged by our Srila Prabhupada to approach Srimati Radharani with great respect and great care. He explains why Radharani should approached with caution. In his foreword to the Krishna book, he had chosen a picture of Radha and Krishna to be on the front cover of the Krishna book. And then he wrote first sentence: everyone who will see this picture will ask, who's this boy and who's the girl next to him? And then Srila Prabhupada explains at length about Krishna, but he didn't say any say anything about Radha. And we are wondering, he started his foreword with a question, who's this girl next to Krishna? Anyone will want to know. And he speaks about the boy, he speaks about Krishna, but not about Radha. And the reason is that whenever we approach a boy and a girl, we think of a relationship based on physicality. You know, there are many songs like this, when a man wants a woman, you know, there are many songs like this. So Radha and Krishna are not to be seen in this typical perspective which the souls in this material world have. Radha and Krishna are in fact one supreme absolute truth. It's one. They are not two. But they have separated each other. They have separated for the purpose of relishing rasa or divine love. So this is something which is way beyond our experience and association. And to avoid a mistaken or mistake, Radharani is mentioned very carefully and very softly and very respectfully, and we will certainly keep this mood here. You know, we already made one mistake. It's called avidya. It's a big mistake. We think actually we are the body. This is a great mistake. And we don't want to make another mistake now about God and the supreme loving relationship between Radha and Krishna. So that's why we are a little careful. One mistake is enough, you know. Okay, so we will now hear a verse from the Bhagavatam, and this will help us to approach our subject matter in a very nice way. It is a verse where it is described how important it is to receive dust. Now you may say, dust? My whole apartment is full of dust and it is a disturbance. No, we all must receive special dust, the dust of the feet of the Lord's pure devotee. And we must receive the dust on our head, otherwise we are certainly a dead body. And this dust, or this mercy, is actually, as we hear, the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Please listen very attentively. I think you will be in ecstasy after hearing this verse. Yes. Jivanchavo Bhagavatam Ridenum, Jivanchavo Bhagavatam Ridenum, Najatumajo Bibale Payastu, Najatumajo Bibale Tayastu. We forgot. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om bhagavate vasudevaya. Bhagavatam rirenam. Na jātu mājo bilabeta yastu. Shri Vishnu padya manuyastu lasya. Shvasanja chavo yastu na veda gandam. Jivanchavo bhagavatam grirenum. Na jātu mātyo bilabeta yastu. Shri Vishnu padya manuyastu lasya. Svasanchavo yastu na veda gandam.
Svasanchavo yastu na veda gandam.
Yes, please, somebody else. Vasudev has come. Hare Krishna, welcome Vasudev Prabhu. Yes, please.
Ivanjavo bhagavatam nirenam.
Najatu matyo vilaveta yastu.
Shri Vishnu
padya manu yastu lasya.
Svasanchavo yastu na veda gandham.
Svasanchavo
Jivanchavo bhagavatam nirenu.
Jivanchavo bhagavatam nirenu.
Najatu matyo bilaveta yastu.
Najatu matyo bilaveta yastu.
Shri Vishnu padya manu yastu lasya.
Shri Vishnu padya manu yastu lasya.
Svasanchavo yastu na veda.
Matajis, please. Jivan, while living, Shavaha, a dead body, Bhagavatam Rirenum, the dust of the feet of a pure devotee, Na, never, Jatu, at any time, Madhyaha, mortal, abhilabheta, particularly received, yaha, a person, to, but, Shri with opulence. Vishnupatyaha of the lotus feet of Vishnu. Manujaha, a descendant of Manu. Tulasyaha, leaves of the Tulasi tree. Shvasan, while breathing. Shavaha, still a dead body. Yaha, who? To, but. Naveda, never experienced. Gandham, the aroma. Translation. Let me first of all ask, we have the translation system intact for those who require just the group around you. Good. Good. Translation, the person who has not at any time received the dust of the feet of the Lord's pure devotee upon his head is certainly a dead body. And the person who has never experienced the aroma of the Tulasi leaves from the lotus feet of the Lord is also a dead body, although breathing. Purport. It's a very long purport. It says that those who have not received these two things, the pure devotee's feet, the dust on the head, and who have not smelled the sacred Tulasi tree there, they are ghosts. Hare Krishna. There's some breathing going on, but they are practically dead. It's some subtle breathing. So I will jump. In other words, Lord Shri Krishna is the property of his pure, unconditional devotees. And as such, only the devotees can give us Krishna. Krishna is never obtainable directly. Lord Chaitanya therefore designated himself as Gopi Bhartuhu Padakamalayor Dasa Das Anudasa, or the most obedient servant of the servants of the Lord, who maintains the gopi damsels of Vrindavan. A pure devotee therefore never approaches the Lord directly, but he tries to please the servant of the Lord's servants, and thus the Lord becomes pleased, and only then can the devotee relish the taste of the Tulasi leaves stuck at his lotus feet. In the Brahma Sangita, it is said that the Lord is never to be found by becoming a great scholar of the Vedic literatures, but he is very easily approachable through his pure devotee. In Vrindavan, all the pure devotees pray for the mercy of Srimati Radharani, you know everything, the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. Now Prabhupada explains, who is this Srimati Radharani who can give us Krishna? Srimati Radharani is a tender-hearted, feminine counterpart of the Supreme Whole, resembling the perfectional stage of the worldly feminine nature. Therefore, the mercy of Radharani is available very readily to the sincere devotees. And once she recommends such a devotee to the Lord, the Lord at once accepts the devotee's admittance into his association. So, the conclusion is therefore that one should be more serious about seeking the mercy of the devotee than that of the Lord directly. And by once doing so, by the goodwill of the devotee, the natural attraction for the service of the Lord will be revived. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pesaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskajale Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaubhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Again, this is a spiritual principle. Jivan chavo bhagavatam gridenum na jatumatyo bilabeta yastu Shri Vishnu patya manu yastu lasya Shvasan chavo yastu na veda gandam. The person who has not at any time received the dust of the feet of the Lord's pure devotee upon his head is certainly a dead body, and the person who has never experienced the aroma of the tulasi leaves from the lotus feet of the Lord is also a dead body, although breathing. My dear devotees, it is with a feeling of great happiness and humility at the same time that I will address you today on this most sacred appearance day of Srimati Radharani. In this verse, we are finding a principle which will help us to become fully Krishna conscious when we understand it. The principle is that Lord Krishna wants to be approached always through a devotee, not independently. In the Adi Purana, where he speaks about many very important things to his dear devotee Arjuna, he makes this point very clear. He says, O Arjuna, someone who says, I'm a devotee of Krishna, is not actually my devotee. Only he who says, I'm a devotee of the devotees of Krishna, he's my devotee. No? So he somehow can only be approached through a devotee. It's almost like in this world we find sometimes a very influential person, and if we want to have an appointment or meeting with him, it is best to go through his secretary, to phone the secretary and say, I would like to have an appointment. Could you please arrange this? Because without your help, I will never meet this important person. And then the secretary will look at the calendar and give an appointment. Please come this day and at such and such time. So this principle is upheld in the Gaudiya tradition as well. We approach Krishna through his best devotee, Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur once said, "We are not Krishna, it's followers of Krishna, we are followers of Radha." He says, "This, we are known like this." Why? Because of this principle, which is very important to know. Here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about this principle also. He says, in other words, Lord Sri Krishna is the property of his pure unconditional devotees. He says, therefore the mercy of Radharani is readily available to the sincere devotee. And once she gives a recommendation, and she recommends that such a devotee to Lord Krishna, the Lord at once accepts the devotee's admittance into his association. This is the special significance of Srimati Radharani and this wonderful, wonderful divine appearance day. See, our heart is full of two very bad things for spiritual life. One, Jiva Goswami describes about this. Can I talk this to you before breakfast, or is it too heavy on an empty stomach? No problem, we can tolerate. Mm-hmm. There are two problems, Kadaya Shilanam and Vikshipta Chitanam. Kadaya Shilanam means a bad character which has been developed in a previous life. This bad character means we want to put ourselves really in the center, and we want to enjoy. And Vikshipta Chitanam is a flickering mind that can really not concentrate on Krishna. We see this every morning when we try to chant japa. Our mind is not able to stay for a long time with the holy name, because we have this tendency to be absent-minded of Krishna. We don't think about Krishna. Instead, we think of ourselves and our little world in which we are the center, and so on. So this bad character of putting Krishna out of the center and putting us into the center, and then being always flickering in our mind and not able to concentrate is very, very bad. And only great souls overcome this bad quality after sometimes many, many lifetimes of sincere endeavor. Only very special souls can overcome this. The rest of us, we need mercy that this bad character leaves us, and this that our mind becomes focused on Krishna. So this mercy comes very easily if Srimati Radharani, who sees the plight, means the problem in us, becomes mercifully inclined to us and says to Krishna, "My dear Krishna, he is such a good devotee. He's better than me." Radharani says like this. And she recommends it. Prabhupada makes here a very nice point. He says, Radharani is the perfection, how did he say it? Of the feminine nature. He says, Srimati Radharani is a tender-hearted feminine counterpart of the Supreme Whole, resembling the perfectional stage of the worldly feminine nature. Well, let us ask the question, what is the worldly feminine nature? I have personal experience with this because my mother is known amongst the relatives of having a nice feminine nature. It became very clear in her nature to show compassion, especially to her middle son, who sits now before you. I did not appreciate going to school at all. No, not the school, please. I was often, as a little child, very sad. I was crying. Mother said, "Why are you crying?" "I have to go to school. It's so boring." Is there not something more? Is there not something better to do than to go to? No, you have to go to school. And your father, she would always express, your father is very anxious that you learn something and become an important man in the world. I said, "I don't want to become an important man in the world. I want to play, mother." And always my mother was, so I never could manage to go to school very, very regularly and very systematically. And I would always bring bad notes home. And my mother would say, "Now your father again will see the bad notes, and then there will be trouble in the house. And if you learn, then I will cook you your favorite preparation." It was a certain type of pudding. It was vegetarian, don't worry. I do remember, whenever I had trouble, my father was very intense. He would, when I did something wrong, give me a spanking. It means he pulled the pants down and put me on the lap and then pow, 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 pow. German education, you know. But my mother was always there for me, bringing me my favorite pudding. It was called Wackel pudding. And taking care of me, and when I couldn't really sit properly any longer because of so much German education, my mother was there, and she always had a recipe and everything. This is the feminine nature. Very merciful, very kind. And this is there in the extreme in Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada once said, it was in London, anyone who comes before Radharani to serve Krishna, she becomes so pleased. "Oh," she says, "here is a devotee of Krishna." She immediately goes to Krishna and recommends, "Krishna, oh, here is a devotee. He's better than me." This is Radharani. I may be not a devotee. I may be the most fallen rascal. But if I try to reach Krishna through Radharani, then my business is successful. Therefore, we should worship Radharani first. That is our business. Instead of offering directly one flower to Krishna, you just put it in the hands of Radharani. My dear mother Radharani, Jagan Mata, if you kindly take this flower and offer it to Krishna. Oh, Radharani says, oh, you have brought a flower? Krishna said, Patram Pushpang Phalam Toyam. Give me a flower and a fruit and water, but don't try to offer Krishna directly. Just offer through Radharani. It will be very much appreciated by Radharani. This is our philosophy, and this is very that makes the process of devotional service very practical and very easy. Sometimes devotees ask, well, what does it mean to approach Radharani in practical ways? Have you ever asked yourself the question, should we now just get a photo of Radharani and just offer all our food to Radharani? Should we just you know, what does it mean? It really means to take shelter in the divine energy of devotional service. We fix ourselves in the service, and in this way we make a contact with this bhakti, and Radharani is Bhakti Devi. I want to make this point clear. I hope I find it. I just had it here. Yeah, here. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani. And the devotees in Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection in their devotional service. In other words, devotional service is not an activity of the material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. In Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the Mahatmanas, or the great souls, are under the protection of Daivi Prakriti. Thank you. The internal energy, Radharani. So being directly under the control of the internal potency of Krishna, devotional service attracts even Krishna himself. So this is how to make sense out of this explanation. If you want to contact Radharani, you have to contact her through service. And in this service which you render, some practical service to please Krishna, you will all of a sudden see how you come under her influence. You come, so to say, in her vicinity, and you can feel that. You can feel how the energy of bhakti comes to you, and you are empowered when you do service. Then you all of a sudden feel very well. It's the divine internal energy which works on your heart, and in this way you can come forward. Don't we all have experience of this? When we really, I know this as a kirtan I have a few services, and sometimes devotees ask me to lead kirtan, so then I have the service of a kirtan leader. And there I really can experience it. I had this in Mayapur. It was so hot. Wow. And the devotees had requested me to sing, and there were a few thousand devotees, and I was trying to sing, but I was sweating, and I was tired, and it was just so humid, and I was so mental, and I knew this kirtan is not going anywhere. You know, already devotees started to leave the kirtan. We thought Sachinandan Swami is a good kirtan leader, but he is as bad as a frog. And we better join the frogs. You know, and already I felt this has no shakti, this kirtan, and doesn't reach the hearts of the devotees. And how much more? Oh, 1 hour. Ooh, 1 hour desert chanting. Thank you very much. And then I remembered this, that devotees should take shelter under the divine energy. And I did it very simple, like Prabhupada told. I prayed to Radharani, oh Radharani, please accept me. Oh Krishna, please accept me. And chanted in service. I wanted to serve the Lord, and I wanted to serve the many devotees who had come from all parts of the world and had paid a lot of Lakshmi to be in Shrida Mayapur at this time, and they were now sitting there. And all of a sudden, my dear devotees, and I think all of you have experienced it, somehow I began to feel, wow, I'm feeling excited, and I begin to feel some life. What has happened? And before I knew, everyone was dancing and chanting and looking at the deities and being in devotional service and being in bhakti, and it was a divine energy empowered all of us. And we all know this. When we do something, even when we take a risk, have you sometimes taken risks for Krishna? Like you do something which is out of your comfort zone, and you pray, my dear Lord, let me do this service. Then you become empowered, and this energy comes into you, and that is under the control of Radharani. This is, I think, a very, very easy way to lose our bad character and our distractedness, to just enter the service with this mood of praying for mercy, and then when the mercy comes, we feel empowered by the internal energy. And the Gita says, devotees who do this are under the protection of the Daivi Prakriti, or internal energy, Radharani. You know, at this moment we have this problem. We are under the control of another energy. Do you know what I mean? External energy. There's one devotee who's controlled by sleep at the moment, you know. This is called the material energy. It comes into us and it controls us, and we want to be awake, but this prakriti, this is very strong. Or we want to be Krishna conscious, and no, we are attracted all of a sudden to Maya. And we cannot say no. It seems to be a rope which binds us. Then the scripture said Maya is like a rope. It binds us around the neck and it pulls us like a slave, you know. this energy is there. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada once said, this prakriti is inferior. But there is another prakriti, a superior prakriti, a superior energy, which is represented by Shri Mati Radharani. So there are two energies, Radharani and, can you give us the name of the, I think you know it in your heart, it's a little early for you, Durga. Huh? Both of them are energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But one energy is meant for controlling everyone in this material world, and the other prakriti is meant for blessing the spiritual world. We also, now comes the secret, I think you didn't know this, but this is, Prabhupada is now preaching to us. We are expansions of the spiritual prakriti, just like Srimati Radharani is always engaged in the service of the Lord. Anaradite. No? Aradite, it is Radharani. We are expansions of the spiritual Lakshmi or Radharani. Our duty is to serve Radharani, and through Radharani to serve Krishna. This is the movement for Krishna consciousness. We are missing this point, that instead of learning from Radharani how to serve Krishna, we are being controlled by the other prakriti, the material energy. Durga, she has weapons in her 10 hands. This is our position. So this is something which we all have to learn, to exit the external energy and to enter the internal energy. The Padma Purana explains this in a very nice little story, which I cannot tire to tell on Radhastami. Can I tell it to you?
Yes.
Thank you. It is a very philosophical story about a she-jackal. I told this story a few days ago to the children of the Dharma Castle, and they wanted to know what is a jackal. They have not seen a jackal in Germany, and I said, it looks a little bit like a fox, but very ugly. Very ugly. These jackals, sometimes they eat anything and everything, and when you are in Mayapur and you go in the evening time, they make a sound. It sounds like from the Yamadutas. It's really intense. Devadama will know the song of the jackals, and Mayapur is just too much. Who has heard this sound of you? Do you remember when you heard it the first time? It really looked, it was frightening. I would love to make the sound for you, but I tried in my room this morning, I can't do it. It sounds so bad, you know. It's and then they laugh in the midst of it, you know, they start laughing, and this laughing, it really sounds as if the Yamadutas are laughing at your pain when you are grilled like grilled cheese, you know. So this is the jackal. So this jackal, it was a lady jackal, she jackal, after a long, long time of erring in this material world, arrived at Shiva Kauri, that's the lake of Lord Shiva, just before Radhakund. And she was very thirsty because she had walked a long time, long, long time. And she bowed down to drink the crystal clear water. But some Braja Balas, some little boys of Vrindavan, saw her, and they quickly ran to get some sticks, and then they attacked the jackal with sticks and beat the jackal severely. The poor jackal ran, and the boys were running behind them very fast, the Brijbasi boys. The jackal could find by some foxhole, and fortunately there was no fox inside, otherwise there would be blood. And she ran in the foxhole for shelter. But the boys didn't give up. They brought dry wood and put fire on the wood to create smoke and smoke her out, it's called in Ausräuchern in Deutsch. And the jackal was there in the hole, and the boys were just taking a blanket and just bringing the smoke in the hole. And the jackal knew she would suffocate if she wouldn't make an escape. But she didn't want to run out because there were the boys. Fire, smoke, and the boys were there. And they were beating, were ready to beat her to death. So the poor jackal cried and screamed, the jackal scream, I won't do it for you because I cannot do it, it's too wild. And at that time Srimati Radharani was walking around her favorite Kund, Radha Kund, which is in hearing distance, and her ears caught the desperate cries of the jackal. This acharyas have explained that there is a deep meaning in this Padma Puranic story. We are identical with the jackal. That's why she is a she jackal. From our constitutional position, we are also prakriti, or we are an energy, no? And the energy has always a female quality. The source of the energy is male, but the energy itself is of a female quality. So therefore, we represent this poor jackal. It's said, after many, many lives, after a long journey, we have finally arrived to drink some water that is the water of the lotus feet of the spiritual master. We have come to Prabhupada's shelter. And now we bow down and want to drink the nectar. But, even while we are under the shelter of a pure devotee, our enemies, lust, greed, and anger come and beat us, bang, 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 like the boys were beating with sticks this poor jiva, you know. And so we try to take shelter in a hole. This hole is like the ashram of the spiritual master, or the movement of the spiritual master. But even there, while we are trying to take shelter, there's so much irritation coming. Especially irritating is when devotees quarrel or say bad things about each other and do not give support to each other, but instead make life difficult for each other. That's like the smoke which comes. And we are under the shelter of the guru. We have taken shelter in the hole, you know, in the ashram or the institution. But so much smoke is coming. What to do? At such a time, the devotee needs to take shelter, and he cries out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, who is Hare? This is true. Well, Hari can mean two things. It can mean Hari, that's Krishna, or Hara, which means Radha, Rani. And this gets now difficult and philosophical. In the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, sometimes Hari means Hari, we turn to Krishna. Oh Krishna, please attract my mind to you. But it also means Radharani. Oh Radharani, please attract me with your sweet qualities, like your merciful nature. In one explanation of the Hare Krishna mantra, Prabhupada says, in the beginning we say Hare, that means we turn to Radharani. He says, he gives this type of explanation. We turn to Radha and to Krishna, of course. No? Oh Radha, I'm here embarrassed with the service to the material energy, to Maya. I'm bound by the neck, like this she-jackal was bound by her unfortunate jackal nature. Ah, I have this unfortunate nature. It's very bad. It's very difficult to control. But Krishna, but Radha and Krishna, please accept me in your service. And then we learn to render service under the divine energy. We feel embarrassed. Do you know the word embarrassed in Slovenian? What? Yeah, is that right? Yeah, post, like the post office. Postmarochen or something. Postmarochen. Osramochen. Not post. Osmarochen. This word, this very special word. It's embarrassing. What am I doing? Where's my life going? I'm so long. And at that time, we need to become chanters of the holy name and cry out. This sound, this cry, came to Radharani. She was walking around the Radhakund, and she said to Lalita, "Oh Lalite, who's crying?" So Lalita said, "I don't know, but I can look if it is your desire." "Yes, please tell me who is crying so much here." And so Radharani went and came back and said, "Oh Radha, it's a village scene. You know, the village boys have found a jackal, and they are afraid that the jackal will steal and eat babies and so on. So they have cornered the jackal in the hole, and they want to smoke her out. She will come running, and she's blinded, and then they will kill her." "No," said Radha, "this is not good. This jackal has come to Radhakund. So just a few meters away from Radhakund. You must go and tell the children they should go somewhere else, give them some sweets, and then bring the jackal to me." So Lalita took on the form of a village lady, old lady, went to the children and said, "You take some sweets and eat them peacefully, and please go. The jackal, jackal, no problem, I will take care of the jackal." So the children went, and then the jackal came out of that hole, totally blinded and just crying, and almost dead. Lalita said, come. "You follow me, come next to me. There's someone very special who has taken compassion on you." So the jackal followed just with the head down, so finished. And came to Radharani. And Radharani touched the jackal, but not directly. In her right hand, she has, what does she have in her right hand?
A lotus.
What is the color of that lotus? Blue. Why? She wants to be reminded of Krishna. So she took that Krishna colored lotus and put it on the head of the jackal. And immediately the jackal, which was touched by the divine touch of Radha, was immediately changing into the transcendental form, the original form. I always feel when Prabhupada talked about his devotees, you know, we devotees, I want to tell you something, we were very young in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada was always very merciful to us, and his way of dealing with us, raw material from the material world, just, you know, was he would really engage us in seva. That was the idea of the old movement for Krishna consciousness. We would engage in service, and by somehow touching this energy of devotional service for Krishna, we came under the shelter of the divine energy. And Prabhupada said, my disciples were hippies, but now they are happies. He said like this. And he said sometimes, now they're dancing like peacocks who see the fresh rain cloud, and they do a lot of dancing, you can see in Vrindavan. They are so happy. Keka, keka, yes, what do you say? Keka, yes, keka. And they just make a concert because they feel so happy. So when you come in the under this influence of seva, my dear devotees, wah, then you become a peacock. Maybe that's not attractive for you, but you become happy. That's the point. You come in this influence. So the jackal was crying, and Radharani found the cry. She accepted the jackal and changed his life to the better. Well, Prabhupada said about this something, Radharani's service, and then I will just tell you briefly how she appeared. Prabhupada said, instead of offering obeisances to Krishna directly, devotees offer obeisances to his compassionate nature. Actually, because Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach him. But the devotees take advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, and always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion. And I want to say again, prayer is one thing that we will do today on Radhastami. I wanted to teach you in the afternoon the best of prayers to Radharani. We will chant it with Jai Krishna's help. We will chant it, and there will be song sheets, or prayer sheets, and it will be very prayerful. You know, when you want to reach, or when you want to enter the circle of Radharani, you can do this by service, by entering through devotional service, and you will feel that quality. On the day which was most feared in Vrindavan, something very special happened. What was that day? Well, you know, according to Jiva Goswami, a small marriage took place between Radha and Krishna. And the day came, the day came where Radha was supposed to go to Krishna's abode. Where does he live? Nandagram, yes, the town of Nanda, his father. And the devotees in Varshana, Radha came only for a day because the separation would be too difficult for her, from her parents, and the separation from Radharani would be so difficult. So she came for a day to Nandagram, that was the plan, and then she returned for the day to stay over in the night with her parents. And then next morning she would go again to Nandagram and stay. But she would only go a little to not have too much misery. So when Radharani came to the, in a palanquin, to the house of Krishna, it's a palace in Nandagram, she saw a marble plaque. Like, you know, in our temples we have this plaque, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. There was also a plaque before Radha, before Krishna's thing. And on the plaque there was some writing. The writing said, only those can reach me whose mind is absolutely pure. I do not find pleasure in those who are crooked and who hurt others. And Radharani saw that plaque. Something hit her. She went inside palace and was greeted by Yashoda. Oh, you have come. Now our house is blessed. And Nanda Maharaj gave up all sadness which he had for so long. He didn't have a child. And that meant there will be no successor in the dynasty. But now Radha had come. Oh, and to be with Krishna. Nanda was so happy. They stayed the whole day, and in the evening Radha went back to stay with her parents in Varshana and to give pleasure to the devotees in Varshana. They were all on the roadside. They were throwing flowers on Srimati Radharani. They were calling out her name in ecstasy. There was a big festival in the palace of Vrishabhanu. But Vrishabhanu saw Radha had changed. There was something on her mind which gave Radha pressure. So he told his wife, do you also see our little girl is so different? And Kirtita said, yes, our girl is different. And so they came when all the guests were gone, they came to Radha and said, oh Radha, something is on your mind? Something gives you so much stress? Radha said, no, nothing. But then Vrishabhanu said, I'm your father. Tell your father what gives you problems. Then Radha threw her their arms around Vrishabhanu and said, oh father, when I went into the house of Vrishabhanu, of Nanda Maharaj, I saw there was a plaque that my beloved Krishna cannot be attained by those who are crooked in their heart, who are not pure. That it said he cannot be pleased with someone who is a cheater and who gives pain to others. But in Kali Yuga, everyone is a cheater. No one is pure. And they all give pain to each other. Please, Baba, you tell that this is true. No one can attain Krishna in Nanda Gram. But if someone comes to Vashana, my town, and calls for my shelter, everyone, even the crooked, even those who have no good qualities, even those who are bad in their heart, they can attain my beloved. You tell this. You are the king of Vashana. And this shows you a little the compassionate nature of Radharani. Therefore, Prabhupada said, instead of going directly to Krishna, devotees take shelter in her compassionate nature. This is what they do. It's what they do. Yes, so I know some of you are asking themselves, when does this ever stop? Oh my God, it's 9:30. I'm over the time. This is anti-Slovenian. I'm sorry. Now I understand why everyone runs out. Yeah. It says on the lecture board here, 8 o'clock to 8:45. This is your limit. And I'm already 45 minutes over time, but I want to go more over time. Because today we don't eat anything anyways, so no problem. So this was my first point. Don't worry. I want to say from the Brahma Vata Purana how Radha appeared. Is this interesting for you?
Yes.
Why? It's her appearance day. We should know. We should glorify. Once Lord Krishna was sitting by himself in Vrindavan Dham. He was sitting on a golden throne. There was a beautiful Madhavi creeper. They smell very nice, you know, they grow up. We only have one creeper in the West. It's Efeu. No, actually, Madan. There are other creepers, but this was very good, the creeper. And he was by himself. He was alone. There was no one. And he was thinking, no, I would like to relish pastimes. And for that, I need someone. And as the Lord was thinking like this, from out of his left side, by his mere will, Radharani appeared. The Bible has plagiarized this. They have taken this idea and shamelessly declared it's Christian. It's not. The Lord originally was thinking, I want to relish rasa. And out of his left side of the body, Srimati Radhika appeared. She was a different color than Krishna. Krishna was like a fresh monsoon cloud, blackish, blue. So But she was the color of what? That is wrong. It was molten gold. You don't know the gold, when you melt it, it begins to shine and it gets a little hue, almost a little like saffron or reddish, but very hidden. And so her color is like that of molten gold. She came out of her body, she was dressed in a blue garment which was sparkling. She had ornaments and her hair was braided. What is the color of her hair? Why is it black? Because her hair, millions of hair, is all her thoughts about whom? Ah, you get the idea. This is transcendental. Millions of thoughts about one person only, the blackish blue Ghanashyam Krishna. She had a wonderful garland of whitish pearls. There were beautiful earrings on her ears, which were the color of gold. And there was a special sound when she just moved a little. The sound was there. Who knows the sound of Radha? It's tinkling, cling, 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 because she has ankle bells. And this is how Radha stood there. She is called the enchanter of Madan Mohan. Krishna is as beautiful as thousands of love gods, cupids. But Radha, and therefore he is called the one who bewilders Madana, the one who bewilders the love god. But Radha is bewildering or capturing even Madan Mohan, and therefore she has a special name. Who knows this name? Madan Mohan Mohini. You know everything. But she was not satisfied by being alone. The theme repeats itself. She thought, how much pleasure can I give alone to Krishna? And as she was thinking to give unlimited pleasure to her Lord, innumerable gopis began to expand from her body, who all looked similar to Radha, but not so exactly so beautiful. Now, this is Srimati Radhika. She is desiring to render service, unlimited pleasure to Krishna. We can only come in this atmosphere. We can only get some contact with Radha. If we stop being passive devotees, but become active devotees. Active, so that our mind can think of Krishna, our words can glorify Krishna, and our body with the hands and the feet can serve Krishna. Then you become accepted by Srimati Radharani. Then you switch controllership. Now you are controlled by Durga, material energy, but if you begin to render devotional service, starting with the chanting of the holy name, Radha will think, oh, here's someone, and she will recommend you to Krishna. This is a very important day, a day where we are addressed, each one of us, by Srimati Radharani. How was your year? Did you maintain your bhakti throughout the different challenges of your life? You who want to come close to me, did you maintain your service? Did you stand up even in the face of difficulties? Or were you just when the difficulty came, taking shelter in my other energy, the Durga, the Maya energy? My dear devotees, on this day of Radhastami, I request you to look deep into your heart with a question. The question should be, how developed is my seva? How is my seva? Am I still under the control of the material energy? If you are, don't despair, but make a plan to come under the control of the divine energy by devotional service. Become a Mahatma, a great soul. Stop being a fly, become an eagle. Flies go to the material energy, you know what that means, to the refuse, but the eagles will fly high in the sky. They will want to come closer to the Lord. Stop being a fly, become an eagle. That is a through devotional service. I really request you not to think of Radharani's appearance day as something just poetic, something devotional, or those of us who do not like Krishna Katha, something boring, you know. No, no, it is something very essential to each one of us. Radhastami reminds us of our promise. Our promise to serve the Lord, because it is here on this day that the greatest of Krishna's servants calls for us to remind us of the promise we have given long ago, while we were in the womb of the mother, when clear consciousness came to us and we said, if I could just get out of this, please, then I promise to serve. Hare Krishna. So this afternoon at 4:30, we will all gather and we will learn this powerful prayer, which we will need to prepare it for all of you, so that you have it, and then we will, our life will change. Hare Krishna. Amen. So, do you have any questions? Yes, Himanshu. I have seen Himanshu. And what is your name, Prabhu, on the pillar? Yes. Sundara Gopal. That is also the name of the father of Jai Krishna. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Let us start. Krishna, Krishna.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for this class. My question has to do with this principle of selflessness. We understand that Radharani's love for Krishna is completely based on her wanting to give pleasure to Krishna, and it's completely selfless. So my question is, when we get the mercy of Radharani, do we become selfless, or do we get the impetus to pursue selflessness, if you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Selfishness is a big problem for all of us. And Himanshu asked, when we, Srimati Radharani is rendering selfless service. So when we obtain the mercy of Radha, do we become free from selfishness, or are we empowered to pursue, means to follow, selfless service? Radharani's mercy comes in installments. First one mercy is given, then other types of mercy is given. First mercy is we do a little service, then a next installment of mercy is we lose this bad attachment to the material energy. And at that time, when you render service without attachment to the material energy, the third installment of mercy comes. It is then you come to the platform of selfless devotional service, or pure devotional service, which is free from all the motives to enjoy yourself, karma and jnana. So the first installment of mercy comes when you meet a devotee who engages you in service. Sometimes devotees ask me, how can we bring a person to Krishna consciousness? And it always works like this. It works like it worked for us. You have at one stage engage someone who was only sympathetic to Krishna consciousness in service. You have to even engage them by creating engagements, inventing engagements. And then when they do this, they get the first installment of they are attached and they are in Maya, but you ask them, can you please carry this important bag from here to there? And they do it and they feel already, wow, they feel something because they have contacted devotional service. No? They are still selfish and so on, but then when they are, because they are attached, so they need to then get a higher taste. This is the second installment of mercy, and which helps them to lose the attachment to this world. And then, wow, the real thing can happen. Then they get love of Krishna, selfless. So three steps. If we would not have gone through, if we would be only accepted if we are selfless, we would have no chance. Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes, Sundar Gopal, beautiful Gopal Das.
Hare Krishna. We heard about marriage of Radha and Krishna, but we also know that she is married with Abhimanyu for some other pastimes. So how should we understand this? Is there some pastime or some explanation about this?
And then we hear she is eternally in Parakya Rasa. Yes, there's many informations. Well, what is there? Someone, a potato peeling machine. Oh yeah. No, it's all right. I just out of curiosity I was asking. Curious. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a great, great subject, and if you allow me, I will talk more in detail about the pastimes this afternoon, but Srimati Radharani is always the female counterpart of Krishna. Therefore, we always have we worship Radha Krishna, Radha Kunya Bihari. When Lord Rama appears, she's there with him as Sita. When the Lord is Narayan, she is there with the Lord as Lakshmi. She's always next to the Lord. Now, for different pastimes, to give pleasure to Krishna, she is taking on many forms and is playing many games, many combinations, but she is always next to Krishna. She is the eternal energy of the Lord, who can never be separated from Lord Krishna. So her, when she has other pastimes, like when she is married to Abhimanyu, it is really only for pleasure pastimes. We hear that Abhimanyu is the shadow of Krishna. It's also Krishna. It's very important that we go always to this point of beginning, that Radha is eternally with Krishna, externally the pleasure giving energy, the Swarup Shakti, and the personification of that. And then the different pastimes. Oh, so many pastimes. In the Prabhupada says, have you ever seen Krishna with a working dress? No. Because all he does is engage in Leela, in pastimes. He's a very playful God. Very playful God. So there are various pastimes, and I will try to explain some of them in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. When you approach Radha Krishna, you must always come to the tattva. To the tattva means like the truth, eternal truth, and from there you can start into the different rasa tattvas and so many things. Always you must be clear about the origin. Mm-hmm. Yes, Nanda Dulal.
You mentioned the story from Purana about how Radharani appeared after Krishna's desire to know it, and then gopis appeared
from her, yes.
Yes, Radharani desire. So I'm just curious, you mentioned maybe how
How did we appear? How did we appear? See, when we speak of appearance, we immediately understand there was a time when there was no manifestation. That is the way we think in this three-dimensional space. Like your children have appeared, but there was a time when they were not there. But we are always there. Radharani is always there. The way to understand it is in the sun. There's always unlimited energy there. It's always there. And it is, it manifests. Now, manifest is another word for appearance. It means there was a time of unmanifestation. But Nanda Dulal, after being in the Hare Krishna movement for 40 years, I just have rested the case and have said, It's always there. Everything is always there. It's eternal. And at the same time it manifests. It appears. Like that. It's very important when you approach God or His or Radharani that you keep this sacred in the sense it's that these things are never under the influence of the material energy. It's always in a total different realm. You can never ever understand it like this. I have a god brother. His name is Govinda Maharaj. He has left his body already, and he once gave an example to make it more clear how our mind cannot understand spiritual subjects. It's about a blind man who hears from his friend about milk. He has never drunken milk. So the blind man has never drunken any milk. And his friend said, "Milk is so good." And the blind man said, "What is milk?" "Oh, it has a white color." "What is white?" "White is like the feathers of a flamingo." "But how do the feathers of a flamingo look?" So then the friend says, "You have never seen a flamingo." "No, no, no. Here, I show you." And he makes like this. Touch. And the blind man goes like this, comes to this boing thing, and this boing, that bows, you know. And then he says, "Oh, no, 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 I will never drink milk because it will get stuck in the throat, you know." "Because you said it's like the flamingo, you know." "Will I drink a flamingo?" "You got it all wrong." You know, so this is how we combine ideas and come to conclusions. We should never try it in this way to reach the spiritual world. How do you reach the spiritual? On your belly, very humble, praying, "Oh, I don't know anything. What am I?" "I am from the material world, you know. You kindly give your mercy." That is Hare Krishna. Nanda Lula, let those who like to quarrel on the internet. This, or here says this, here says this. No, how can this and this go together? And they're running all hot, and the internet runs hot. And everything smokes, you know, and let them do this. We are happily chanting Hare Krishna in the meantime. Hare Krishna. Yes, here is our Mataji is also there. Yes, Mataji. Reti. Yes. What is the call of Radha's eyes? Blue. Why? Because she always looks at Krishna. There is a good poet in the world, a writer. He was once a Hare Krishna devotee. His name is Paulo Coelho, something. Paulo Coelho. Grazie. And he says, angels are blind. In one of his works, he says, angels are blind because they never look at the world. They always look at God. So they have no eyes for the world. This is what he wants. Poesy, not literal language. So Radha's eyes are blue. We will hear when she appeared. She did not want to see the world and was born with eyes closed. In the afternoon, we will hear more about her appearance. When she opened her eyes, the first person she saw was Krishna. And when she looked at Krishna, yes, blue eyes. And do you know what? If you do your devotional service nicely, then Radha will look at you. And this is there's a prayer. Munindra Vrindavandite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Bhakta Pankaje Nikunya Bhuvilasini Vajenda Banu Nandini Vajenda Zuno Sangate Gada Karishya Siyaman Gada Kripaksa Bhajanam. It means, you take the misery from the three worlds. The three worlds are burning with suffering, but you take this misery away. Harini means you steal this misery. Oh when will you look from the corners of your eyes on me? This is on Radhastami. We can just get Radharani to look at us. We will have to be sincere and pray sincerely. Then the devotees don't want to see the Lord or Srimati Radharani. They want to be seen by her, Krishna. Dobro, let me just look at the devotees on this side. Yes.
I have questions about Lord Chaitanya. When he appears in this earth, he's like Krishna in the mood of Radharani. So when we want to please Lord Chaitanya, it's like Krishna and Radha are happy. Like they are one in Lord Chaitanya. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord Chaitanya is inside Krishna and outside Radha. He has a golden complexion. And it said he's Krishna in the mood of Radha. What is the mood of Radha? Radha has only this one idea: to please Krishna and serve Krishna. And one expression of this is to bring the lost souls back to Krishna, because he really wants that. Krishna really wants each one of the conditioned souls to engage in his loving devotional service. So it is therefore often said that the service which pleases Krishna the most here in this material world, is to try to preach Krishna consciousness to the fallen souls. This is the service which gives you the blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because you are in the mood, you know. You accept it, even in this world we know, when you are accepted, for instance, let us say, someone has the mood of protecting the environment. That is a very noble mood. So if you now want to make a friendship with that person, and you go and you throw things into the environment, you don't clean it, you polluting everything with your plastic bottles and pouring the used oil on the plants that they will, you know, then you will most probably not become close to that person who's in the mood of protecting the environment. Hmm? So if you want to be close to Radharani and to Lord Chaitanya, who's in the mood of Radha, then you must do something which is in their wavelength, so to say, in their mood, and that a very good service would be to preach. I have seen this personally. I am trying now to preach since more than 40 years, and what I have always noted is, I may be this or I may be that, or in that this trouble may be going on, but the moment I begin to try to help others come to Krishna consciousness, everything changes. I remember I was just in January in the hospital, and somehow my body heals very slowly. It is very delicate, and when someone has a little pain, the same type of pain, I feel it 10 times as strong. And I was there in the hospital suffering, and I said, beep, 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 beep. And then the nurse come and said, I need a more painkiller, I'm going crazy. And the nurse said, you have already a whole bucket full. What to do, what to do? And then, and what are you anyways? I said, I don't want to speak, I'm in pain. No, tell me, you're different than everyone else here. I see, and in the night your light is on, and I hear singing from your room. What are you? Nothing, nothing, nothing. I'm a patient, and I can't now talk. What are you? Yeah, okay. Again, Lord Chaitanya is calling. Have to do my duty. All right, Yasam Hare Krishna. Krishna consciousness is an ancient spiritual tradition. It roots in the old Vedas, which emanated from God personally. And I'm going more and more and more. You know, I know I've given thousands of lectures, and okay, I'm getting, and at the end of it, I'm feeling like, okay, when do I get out of bed? I'm feeling great now. and so on. And the nurse comes after 2 hours. Any more painkillers? No, painkillers are necessary. And so on. It's like you switch energies. Are you a little esoteric? No, Hare Krishnas are not. Okay, so let us find a Hare Krishna term. You know, you come just on a different platform. That's how we say it. The different level. When you do something when you are checking this mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the mood of Radharani, you know, to save fallen souls. We have seen this. We talk so much now in this movement about caring for devotees. Have you heard this word before? It's very good. The best way to care for devotees, though, is send them to do, let them do devotional service. Then they will find a lot of encouragement from the divine energy. Those who are managers in the movement for Krishna consciousness should see how they can create service opportunity for everyone on different levels. And then they will immediately feel that they will enter this mood. It will be very practical. Krishna. And our Sharanagati team, a preaching team, we had a very very, very busy summer and so little sleep. Oof. I could just, at this moment, if you allow me, I would just lay down here and sleep for 20 hours. No problem. So tired the whole summer. But I feel so blissful that we could do some service. And all the members, I'm also, they, I said, do you need holidays? And they said, no, we do seva. We want to do seva. We have one difficulty in our Sharanagati team. We can't send the devotees to bed because they are so ecstatic in devotional services. I'm very blessed with such association because that means really entering the spiritual dimension, spiritual world. Krishna. So here's the last question from our Mataji, Helen. Yes, Helen.
You mentioned that the Maha Mantra, the word Hare can mean, if I heard correctly, it can mean Hari and Hara.
Yeah. We go by Gopal Guru Goswami. There are always different perspectives, right? And all of them are right. But if we take this perspective, and I like to take this perspective because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has gone by this perspective. He says, the first Hari in the Hare Krishna mantra means we first approach Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is Radharani is very hidden, very confidential, very secret, very tender. She only wants to be addressed in connection with Krishna. So, therefore, Hari, oh Hari, oh Krishna, attract my mind out of this material world. This is the prayer. But then as we go on, there come more and more Haris, and then we turn to Radha, who is there in the name Hari. And we, especially in the second half, all the Haris are Radharani, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Radha Radha Radha, Radha Raman, Radha Raman, and so on. This is a little bit more deeper. I do not wish to talk about this outside of the japa workshops when we hear a lot of information and can understand everything in context. Yes, mantra is, the Hare Krishna mantra is a mantra which glorifies Radha and Krishna. It's called technically a jugal mantra. The divine couple is together. Yes, when we chant, we try to give respect to both Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna. If you want to read about this, there's one book, Nam Rahasya. There it is freely available, the information. Good. So, I will, with your permission, end here. I wish you once again a very, very good moment where you go on Radhastami in your own heart and you asked what you did the last year. What were important things for you in the last year which helped you spiritually, and try to do this. Actually, I would love to do something. We don't eat anyways. Why don't we make a exercise? Because otherwise we will not learn. Find a neighbor, quick, with whom you want to discuss. Good. You found a neighbor? Your friends are together. Okay. Who has not found a neighbor? Please raise your hand. We will help you to find a neighbor. So, here is someone. You can just join another group. Yes, here is Nita Adaya, is there, our philosopher. So Slujate, please listen. We are hearing from Srila Prabhupada that here is this. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani's. Yes? And the devotees in Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection in their devotional service. In other words, now it's simple. Listen, because you will have to talk about it. In other words, devotional service is not an activity of the material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. In Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the Mahatmas, or great souls, are under the protection of Daivi Prakriti, not Durga, the Apara Prakriti, but the internal energy, Radharani. So being directly under the control of the internal potency of Krishna, devotional service attracts even Krishna himself. I asked you to discuss with your partner or your neighbor, how could you, in the coming years, apply this principle and come more under the protection of the internal energy by optimizing your devotional service? Now, what could you do? Maybe it's the quality of the service which you could change. Maybe it's you could do additional projects which you offer to Radha and Krishna. Please discuss this for 5 minutes. I will then call you with a pair of kartals when we stop. This is nice practical application of Radhastami. Please start now. Hare Krishna. Hari Hari Bo. Very nice to see you all. So thank you all very much. If you are not yet finished, you are of course welcome to continue outside of the lecture, but I think some devotees have services in regards to the festival. I very much want to invite you come to this festival at 4:30 here in the temple room. Also, I really, really recommend to you to read a very, very nice article which was given to me by one devotee. It is called Srila Prabhupada's Presentation of Srimati Radharani by His Holiness Satswarup Das Goswami, and it really has so many quotes of Srila Prabhupada. It's like one quote after another about Radharani. And I read this I had prepared my lectures already, but then when I read these wonderful quotations, I was very, very moved. Really wonderful. It's a wonderful article. It's not so long. I mean, in other words, it's readable. It's not like 30 pages or so. And you can asked Himanshu, here's Himanshu, can you please rise that everyone, how Himanshu gave it to me, it's in Dandavat, HTTP, www, and so on. It's, you know, he can tell you exactly where and how to find it, and then you can be enriched in your understanding of Radharani. It is really very, very nice. Very nice. Has a nice picture also. I mean, but really, such a good collection of quotes, and arranged very tastefully, and very you really learn a lot from this. So I wish you a wonderful festival, and please don't forget to pray to Radharani. They have somehow come to Ljubljana, and they are dressed like Panchatattva in a outstanding flower outfit. It is very special. Please also see the flower outfit of Panchatattva. Really special. All the best. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.